to tenants who have pets. On Wall Street, the Dow 179 points higher, while the NASDAQ is 148 points lower, and the S&P is off a dozen points. More details at SRNNews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me. We finally got the Skype to working. Certainly hope that this will be a better avenue that we can communicate with you on today. And certainly, I thank God for, again, Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Dorothy for taking a much-needed break on today to be with family and friends. And that's what it's all about. Every once in a while, we work so much and we forget about ourselves. But sometimes we have to take a break. And even God, He created the world, the earth, and everything here, creation, in 6 days. But the Bible says on the seventh day, He rested. So He sanctified and consecrated that particular day for a day of rest. So sometimes we have to make it a day of rest for us to get away from our daily activities and the grind that we have to face out in life on today. So we thank God once again for all of you that are with us today. Telephone number 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studio right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions or comments. We're talking about America's moral and ethical decay. What do we see happening as far as our biblical freedom and constitutional freedom, the rights as codified in the U.S. Constitution, the thing that we have there. When we look at how even this administration now will not reinforce the border walls, this is causing a lot of trouble today. So many are getting here illegally. And let me remind you, I mean, I'm not one that's against anyone that will come here, but we want you to come the legal way. Do it the right way. Become a U.S. citizen the right way. Don't come in and then take advantage of the system and look to take advantage of all the handouts, which is what this administration is doing. And that's what's really encouraging the people to do wrong rather than to do right. And now we're faced with so much trouble. We're faced with crime increasing in the society. Look at how the young lady got killed on the campus of the University of Georgia by an illegal that somehow slipped through the system and was able to come back out into society and commit such a heinous crime against that young girl and against her family. Again, we have to stand on the values of the Word of God. We have to reinforce them. We have to make sure that we know what the Word of God says we ought to be doing, so that we can teach our children. When we go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, God commanded Moses to tell Israel to teach the children Teach them when they lie down. Teach them when they rise up. When you're walking by the wayside, whatever you're doing at all times, in other words, what he meant there is the word of God should be at the forefront of everything that you are doing in your life. I believe we got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, hello?
Yes, yes, Brother Kenneth?
Yes, yes. Thank you. How you doing today?
I am very blessed, brother. So good to hear from you.
I'm blessed, also. I just wanted to get your opinion. Okay, you have people blocking the Golden Gate Bridge, and you have people blocking O'Hare Airport. And I forgot what state this is that's changing their flag to be like the Palestinian flag almost. And it's sad. And this administration, when they changed to making the Holy Week, Gay Pride Week, and the Resurrection Day, the LBGKQXYZMXX, whatever you want to call itself. And you could tell they do not like Christians. They're trying to take us into a socialist society under control. Can I get your opinion?
Well, thank you so much for that, Brother Kenneth. And, you know, we spoke about that kind of briefly through some of our explanation during the first part of the broadcast. And certainly I thank you, you know, for your comments and everything like that. But certainly, when it comes down to these kind of things, I believe Dr. Youngblood and I spoke about this a couple of times on the broadcast earlier this week also. If that had to been Christians out on the Golden Gate Bridge and elsewhere, wherever they committed these uprisings and so forth and so on, and their protests and whatever they were doing, they would have backed up the paddy wagons and they would have handcuffed all of us and taken us to jail. But now, listen, for some reason, and we know basically know why, because Joe Biden is in power and they're promoting this kind of stuff. Now, yes, it would have been a great time since they were all out there together to take them down. You wouldn't have had to handcuff them. I'm not saying mistreat them, but if they would have taken them down and ran a background check on each one of them to see whether they were here legally or illegally, I'm sure that there was a lot of them out there that were illegal people here that didn't have a green card. Now, that didn't happen. So this lets me know, and all of us know, that they stand against what's morally and ethically right in this country, especially Christian values. And I heard you mention what happened on Easter about the LGBTQ thing, how they wanted to officially name that, you know, a gay pride day or something, you know, down that of that nature. Why would they pick Easter Day out of all the other days in the year? Why would they pick Easter Day? Simply because they know that's a day that Christians celebrate their Lord and Savior. So listen, what we need to do is wake up and smell the coffee and let us know and understand. Don't you take this thing lightly, because they are striking out against you as a Christian. They're taking away your rights to worship your God. They're trying to shut down the churches like they did during the COVID pandemic. Many churches that shut down never reopened, even to this day. So this is letting me know, as a Christian, that I really need to stand up for my rights, because if I don't, there may come a time that I may not have them anymore. So certainly it's time for us to wake up and smell the coffee, because we have so many things going on around us. And I'm telling you, it's not happening behind closed doors. They're doing this stuff right before our faces. But we don't have to take that. We have rights as well. So while you have rights, and if you don't know what your rights are, again, that's a disadvantage to you. You're doing a disservice to yourself and to your fellow man as well. There may be others that don't know what their rights are. Let me advise you to first examine the word of God and then examine the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, so that you could see there what you have, your constitutional rights. The first one, the number one, the right to religious freedom. When we look, constitutional freedom, I'm sorry. We have five freedoms that it protects: speech, religion, press, assembly, and the right to petition the government. according to the First Amendment. When we look at the Second Amendment, then we have a right to bear arms. But they're trying to take, especially these two areas, they're trying to eviscerate that and take that away from us each and every day as we live. And if we stand by and do nothing, it's going to happen.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Dr. Davis.
Thank you for that call, Brother Kenneth. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. But let us be reminded again, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. That call gets you to the studio right to our microphone so we can entertain your questions or comments. I certainly want to hear what you got to say on today. What do you think about America's moral and ethical decay? Porn taught in the classrooms. The Biden administration's war on Christmas. I can remember him saying one time, maybe this year we need to cancel Christmas. Why is that? Because Christmas is considered to be a Christian holiday in which we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Listen, unregenerate people don't care anything about the Savior. They don't care anything about the Word of God. They're not interested. To God, or rather to them, God is nobody. So, for that reason, we better hurry up and wake up, because these things are vanishing away every day, each and every time we get up out of our beds. Something is happening in this world to take away our rights. When we look at these five constitutional freedoms that we have, speech, religion, freedom of press, assembly, and the right to petition the government, together these five guaranteed freedoms make the people of the United States of America the freest in the world. Listen, sometimes I have to wonder when I see so many marching and protesting and saying that they don't have the freedom to do this and the freedom to do that. Well, there are certain things that we got to know and understand. No, you don't have the freedom to do. You don't have the freedom to abort a living child that you are carrying, because that's a person. Life begins at conception, and God is the one that made the child or made the person. That's how you got here. So what if your mother had aborted you? You wouldn't be here today. So you don't have the right, and I don't care how you call it, a woman's right to health. That's not health care. You are killing a person. You are taking an innocent life in the womb whom God has created in his own image, and you don't have the right to do that. One of the Ten Commandments commands us, thou shalt not kill. And if we go to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, it tells us in there, if any man shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. So this lets me know human life, the blood that runs through our veins, is what supports human life. So if we take life, then we're doing something that's not pleasing to God, and now we open ourselves up for the judgment of God to fall upon us. So we have to know, again, what's there? What do we have codified in the Bill of Rights, the amendment to the Constitution? What do we have there that guarantees the type of rights that we're supposed to enjoy as U.S. citizens? It protects the fundamental rights of conscience, the freedom to believe and express different ideas in a variety of ways. So certainly, again, that, like I said before, it's time for us to stop taking freedom for granted. Now, when it comes down to religious freedom, if we are set free by Christ, he say, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You're still not free to do the thing that you want to do as a Christian. You are free to do the things that are contained in the Word of God, because the Word of God is the truth. And if you are living the truth, that means you are living a life that's free of sin. Sin brings bondage to wrongdoing. And if we continue on in that way, then again, we open ourselves up for the judgment of God. Certainly, God doesn't want to have to judge his own children. So what he does for judgment, he chastises us. Our judgment comes in the form of chastisement. I'm so glad that we serve a God of a second chance. He's always willing to give us another chance, but we have a method for that. We have to repent for our sins and forsake them and not commit those sins anymore. And we have to call sin what it is, because it's a dangerous thing for us to compromise with sin. Other words, if you see a rattlesnake, you have to call it a rattlesnake. You don't call it a green snake. It is deadly. You don't go by and pick up a rattlesnake. Okay, I know that there are some religions that does that, but that's okay. We have to understand they have made their own way about things and their own belief system, and that's what they do. Sometimes I pray and I say, God, have mercy on all of them that just don't know you, and he will. So that's the kind of God that we serve. But we as Christians, when we look at religious freedom, we are free to obey God, his word, and we start living life, the things that we are supposed to enjoy in life, God sends them to us freely for us to enjoy, but he will never do anything that's contrary to his word. So we have to understand, here's what religious freedom does. Religious freedom prevents the cultural majority from using the power of the state to impose their beliefs on others. This protects everyone, religious and non-religious alike, from the government becoming so powerful that it can tell people what to do, how to think, and how to act. Conscience, listen at this, is the individual's most sacred right. Our ability to seek the truth about God and live according to our beliefs has been an essential part of American order from the beginning. No other nation has such robust protection of religious freedom. So listen, James Madison, one of the fathers of the Constitution, he described it as an unalienable right. So that means, listen, as long as we are doing it based upon the word of God, religious freedom gives us all that we can stand to have. We have more in Christ, more freedom in Christ, more freedom than we can ever stand to have in our entire human lives. But what we have to do is realize what's there and treasure and value what's there so that we don't begin to abuse it and live life in the way that uncivilized, uncaring individuals live. Now, we look at the Second Amendment right. That's the right to form a militia and to keep and to bear arms. The Third Amendment, the right not to have soldiers in one's home. Government only has a right to limit individuals' freedom under certain circumstances, like when they've committed a crime. This is where the socialist, Marxist, leftist agenda are headed today. The U.S. Supreme Court has struggled to determine what exactly constitutes protected speech. So listen, when we have a Supreme Court judge that can't define what a woman is, when we look at other individuals sitting in positions of authority that claim to not to be able to tell what's right and wrong, what's wrong and what's right, and in a lot of cases they know, but because they claim to live in a woke culture, I would like to know what they're woke from or what they're woke to. I've not understood that particular phrase yet about a woke culture, because when you look at their agenda, their train of thought, how they live, nothing that they do, nothing that they think, and none of the ways that they live are based upon the word of God. None of it lines up with the word of God. So therefore, the Christian must learn how to separate himself from these things, that he won't be entangled in it and cause himself to live a life that's displeasing to God. When we look at the Bill of Rights, it guarantees that the government can never deprive people in the U.S. of certain fundamental rights, including the right to freedom of religion and to free speech and the due process of law. Now we see these things being eviscerated each and every day in life. And because of that, again, we need to learn how to take a stance. Listen, when we look at the Declaration of Independence, it recognizes these rights as endowed by our Creator. The Constitution and other legal protections reflect the importance of religious freedom to America. This freedom to live according to vastly different religious beliefs has allowed men and women of different faiths to live, work, learn, and worship peacefully, side by side. Any effort to repress our freedom to worship, teach, and live out our beliefs is an attack, not just on human dignity, but on the very foundation that has made America strong. In recent years, government actions have encroached on religious freedom. New policies force many Americans to violate their core beliefs on important issues like life, human sexuality, and marriage. When we look at it today, and I never thought that I would see it in my life. Well, let me just put it like this. I never thought that it would happen. But we see it today that our government is approving and constantly approving marriage between a man and a man and a woman and another woman. Now, again, when we go back to the Word of God, when God created Adam and Eve, he put them together in holy matrimony and said, for this cause shall a man leave his family and shall cleave unto his wife, and the twain, the two of them, shall be one. He said, a man shall cleave unto his wife. Now, when we look at the definition, and I'm just going to say the dictionary definition, because the biblical definition is plain. In the Bible, a wife or a woman is a female. So when we look at the dictionary definition, it's the same thing. It's those who are female, of the female gender. Those who have the parts, I'm talking about the human body parts, put in place by the Creator to be recognized in their DNA as a female, that's what you are. God created you just like that, and that's what you are. Now, where do men get feminine traits from? I don't know. I'm not here to debate that, and I'm not here to try to provide the right answer. We can explore this from now until Jesus Christ comes again, and we still may be sitting back debating. But we have to understand, when it comes down to your DNA, as God created you, you are either male or female. Yet, when we look at the rights that are being passed by degenerate individuals in positions of authority that have no godly morals. And I said this the other day, the older people used to say, you can tell who a person is by their home training. Your home training will reflect a lot about you. Well, I'm sure we all have had great mothers, great fathers, great grandmothers, great grandfathers, great uncles and aunts. And I'm talking about great people who are more of moral value, who have taught us what is right. And the teaching that they communicated to us was based upon the Word of God, because their parents taught them the same. So they passed down the same teaching that they were taught from generation to generation based upon the Word of God, with the hopes that this teaching would carry on. Well, somewhere down the line, somebody fell off the horse, because we got them today, again, in positions of authority that are teaching things totally contrary to what they may have been taught by people like that. And even if we go to the Word of God, the Word will teach us what is right concerning things like that. But what we have to do, again, we have to submit. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. And then that way, we can live a life that's really pleasing to him. We can treat each other right. We can love each other right. We can treat our neighbors right, because we know what the Word of God says, and that word carries weight in the lives of individuals. When we look at these new policies that have forced many Americans to violate their core beliefs on human sexuality, life, and marriage, it is particularly important now to regain an understanding of why religious freedom matters to all Americans, and to be equipped to speak about questions like, what is religious freedom? Who benefits from religious freedom? What are the consequences of restricting religious freedom? Certainly, we need to wake up, because so many things are happening again that's taking our rights, eviscerating, curbing, turning us away from the values that are codified in the U.S. Constitution. When we look at Christians being called domestic terrorists simply because you stand on the word of God and you won't go back, you won't deny the thing that you've been taught based upon the word of God, now you are a domestic terrorist. Let me tell you, I mean, we have to understand what a domestic terrorist is, and I'm sure that they have a way to define that, because when we look at, and I'm going to try to find that, I had some stuff written up here concerning that, being a domestic terrorist and how they define what that is, so forth and so on. It's just pathetic that they had to come to a conclusion that it was time to pass a law called a Domestic Terrorism Act. Here it is, H.R. 350, sponsored by Representative Snyder and Bradley Scott, Democrat of Illinois, also known as the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. The latest action referred to the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. It says it passed the House, it passed the Senate, and went to the President and became law, and officially titled or introduced to authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices within the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the FBI to analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activity and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. Now, again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it'll take me from now to next week sometime to explain this, but you can look that up for yourselves. It's called H.R. 350. You can look that up and see what that is and what that does to your constitutional rights as a Christian, and see why it's so important for you to stand up, speak up now, because your religious freedom is being eviscerated each and every day. When we look at biblical freedom, the Bible is called the perfect law of liberty, because the freedom thus obtained in the Bible is that by obedience to the law of Christ, and it is the freedom of the soul in the highest form of liberty. And the most glorious thing about it is that within the Bible, every one of us, regardless of what people or what nation we have come from, we enjoy the liberties based upon the word of God, because we are made in God's image, and God certainly doesn't want us to live life here that'll come up anything short of his word. He wants us to enjoy everything based upon his word, because we are the people of God on today. And certainly I want to say thank you again to all of you that have joined us, amen, today on this broadcast. Come back and join us the next time once again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9.